Some music there from the group Trigonal, who are getting ready for a performance this very Saturday at the Cedar Cultural Center. Now, Trigonal is a trio composed of Anthony Cox on bass, cello, and percussion, as well as Davu Saru on drums and percussion, and Douglas R. Ewart on winds, percussion, poetry, and invented instruments. I am honored to be in the studio with Douglas R. Ewart and Davu Saru, and they're playing this Saturday at the Cedar, and they're going to be joined that day by the very gifted vocalist, Sarah Greer. Davu and Douglas, thank you so much for taking time to join us on Jazz 88.
Thanks for having us. Yes,
thank you.
Now, you three, including Anthony Cox, who I know is not with us, but will be on stage on Saturday, as well as Sarah Greer, are on a short list of world-class musicians from the Twin Cities who not only have a profile here, but around the world, playing in all sorts of configurations. What makes this configuration special? What brings you back to this collaboration?
Well, first I want to say that Sarah Greer and her brother will open the show on Saturday as a duo.
Nathan Greer. Yes.
Nathan Greer.
Drummer.
Thank you. And then the trio with Anthony Cox, Davu Saru, and myself. What makes this a wonderful collaboration, both in terms of what Sarah is exploring and what the trio has developed over time, playing together in different configurations, and particularly in this trio, is that we have a great respect for what each other are doing. And then because we have explored together and found some real commonality as a group, we've decided that we would continue that exploration, each person having pretty extensive work as sonic artist, and we feel that we have something special to offer, and so we're constantly in our laboratory of research while at the same time having a good foundation as musicians, so we have something, we have a great platform from which we're launching these explorations.
That's beautiful. Davu, you got a thing to add to that? Or you feel like that answers the first question?
No, he said it, but he also said it like the elder I know him to be, in that he was modest. No, I mean, between Anthony and Douglas, there's enough history. History of music, is particularly after the middle part of the 1960s, black music in this country, and that has expanded throughout. They're gems that we get to, occasionally those of us who live in the Twin Cities here, get to come out and see geniuses. And I just happen to be able to hitch myself to what they're doing, and it helps. And it's an honor, it's a privilege, and I would invite people to come in and explore. I mean, there's depth here that we don't get elsewhere in these cities. Mm-hmm. This is a wonderful place to hear music, but there's also opportunities to get out and to be connected to the longer arc of this music's history. And Douglas and Anthony offer an opportunity there.
And I think the importance of the audience in mm-hmm. terms of being that propulsion, that propelling fuel that all artists need, to soar to greater heights, especially with a audience that is very receptive, supportive, and sophisticated. Minneapolis, St. Paul, and Minnesota in general is highly supported in terms of the arts, and not just one form, but theater, dance, music, visual arts. That makes this, for me, this city one of the future places in my estimation, in its development, both artistically and in social development. I see changes that have occurred here over my past 30 years of living here, and there's much growth to be added, but there is also great growth that has been accomplished.
I like that optimism about the future. I like that recognition about the beauty of what Minneapolis can be. But I would be remiss to not mention there's probably a lot of folks who don't know that icons on an international level from black music who have been a part of this conversation since the 1960s might be behind you in line at Cub, right? Like that these are people who we share community with. And because sometimes of that humility, because some of the time you let the music speak first, people don't know this, but Jazz 88 has a spot to go. There are legends here.
Absolutely.
That we want to shine a light on and support.
But to quote Kalaparusa Arodifta, known to some as Maurice McIntyre, the fantastic composer, saxophonist, who originally comes out of Arkansas, but Chicago is where he really found himself and developed. But he has a record called Humility in the Light of the Creator. And so I think it's crucial to always have humility.
The show is on Saturday night at the Cedar. I have to do traffic. Can y'all hang out for one more second so we can just talk a little bit more after we do traffic real quick?
Yeah. Absolutely.
The time is 6:30, and you are hanging out on the Afternoon Cruise. Coming up at 7 p.m., Christian Fritz is going to be in for Jazz Futures. And right now we are in conversation with two members of Trigonal. And they're getting ready to play at the Cedar Cultural Center alongside Sarah Greer, who will be collaborating with them and also opening the show with her brother Nathan. Do I got that right, Davu?
Yes. Correct.
All right. And we just wanted to chat a little bit more because we got some icons on here, and we're really thankful that they came all the way here. Now, Douglas, you're performing on Saturday doing winds, percussion, poetry, and invented instruments. And one thing you said about why y'all keep on coming back to this lineup is about the respect that you share for each other. And I know that's a really essential part of any musical collaboration, but I imagine one that involves a really advanced level of improvisation, that respect becomes even more necessary and even more valuable. Mm. Left turn, my question's actually for Davu. It's really cool to have elders who go, oh, great, but sometimes that respect also means you have to push for collaborate on a level where you go, I know that these are elders, but I'm here to do the work of collaborating with them. How do you make sure to bring your full self into a situation where you're hanging with some folks of an elder generation and from really vaulted positions as far as what they've done?
That's a good question. There's enough trust in this band that I haven't felt like I need to be trying to prove anything. I can just play. I've known them, Douglas and Anthony, separately, apart. We've done things together, me and Anthony longer. But this is, they trust me enough. And so I feel pretty comfortable coming in and just being who I am. But the point is a good question, because that's not always the case.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's not always the case, and you need to pay dues and earn your way, and people will test you to see whether or not you really are supposed to be there. If that's happening, it's happening in other ways. The sound, when we get together, there's a kindredness there that ain't matched. That's why we're doing this together.
Well, you know, I came up in the Association for the Advancement of Creative Musicians in Chicago, where I got a good part of my musical training and vision. And a good part of that is being supported and being supportive of younger players. And I was the recipient of that. And it helps to bolster what you're doing and to an affirmation and a confirmation, which everyone needs, even the ones that are sometimes deemed elders.
Old folks.
Oh. There's no laugh track involved, listening audience. It's just, we're having a good time celebrating Trigonal and their performance. It's at the Cedar Cultural Center on Saturday night. Sarah Greer is going to be joining them, as well as opening up with a set with her brother Nathan Greer. My friend Davu Saru has something to add. Go ahead, my friend.
I just want to say, if we're getting ready to transition, that another voice that you're hearing in the background is Janice Lane Ewart, who KBM Jazz 88 must know. It contributed a great deal to this the local arts community, music community, as a leader, and we value her and just want to make sure that everybody out there knows it. Janice is here with us.
Yeah, and she also was at KFAI for many years, I think 11 years, and did her own radio show. So kudos to you.
Thank you very much. I'm well blessed, and the community itself has continued to be so connected to the various kinds of music that are available in our community, and it continues to grow. And what I'm very excited about is that younger men and women, but particularly women, are coming along and asking how they can learn to be engaged in this kind of music because they're enjoying it. They know that they have the vocal capacity to do so.
And more.
And they're excited about what they can bring forward to the next element of the music that we share with the community because they have figured out how to train themselves. And my last point of information, they are excited to be part of a community that has the capacity to have this music growing, and being prepared for young people who are telling their children, you know, grandma's going to teach you how to do this. And on certain days, this is what
we're
going to do.
Thank you,
and
Janice.
I've sat there and seen that happen. So
we needed that. Thank you for making that a part of this conversation, Davu. Thank you for opening that door. The show for Trigonal is on Saturday night at Cedar Cultural Center. I appreciate you two and, excuse me, you three being here today. I appreciate you very much. Have a fantastic performance. We're going to get into some Chris Potter. He just released Eagle's Point. In fact, he was just in town playing with the SF Jazz Collective. This one is called Dream of Home on Jazz 88.